Now time for Locker Room Chat with Riverside Girls Head Basketball Coach Craig Burns as they are on their way to Royal Valley, but we'll get to that in just a bit. Want to talk about your guys' championship win over this past weekend. You guys took care of business. You won 56-32 against Pleasant Ridge in the semifinals and then won the championship game 54-42. And Coach, we talked last week about how there was certainly a good chance that this matchup would happen in the championship, but how was it that you were able to be able to maintain focus even though you kind of, I wouldn't say knew the result of what was going to happen, but were able to lock in and be able to go out there every single game and still be able to execute?
Yeah, it started out with McLeod, you know, playing them, and then turned around and played Pleasant Ridge, which, you know, they were 5-2. So, you know, you look at the record, you're like, okay, you know, we can't be looking ahead to a, you know, ranked team of Mar Hill that was rated, you know, they were ranked 6. So we had to stay focused on Pleasant Ridge, which they was athletic, and, you know, they, first half, they gave us all we wanted, and then, you know, our defense tightened up, and we kind of started pulling away from them. So, but they was a good team also, so it was a good tournament, for sure.
And, Coach, you tell me that you guys were down by 10 with 7 minutes left in the second quarter against Morehill Mount Academy in the championship game. How were you able to be able to stay locked in and come back and be able to get ahead and keep that margin of victory?
Yeah, that's one thing. I think we talked before about how the young ladies, they stay focused on the task. You know, even though we got down and they was hitting threes, and it almost looked like they was going to run away from us, you know, the way they was playing. I mean, they was on top of the game, sure. But the girls, they never blinked. You know, they came, I called timeout, and we kind of changed up the strategy a little bit, changed up our defense a little. And then that kind of, you know, shut down a little bit on their outside shooting. You know, started contesting and being closer on the closeout. And that kind of helped out. Then the defense started picking up, getting some steals, and getting some easy buckets. Then we turned around, and we was up by 2 at halftime, 30-28. So we went in that half, you know, breathing a little better.
So now you guys take on a Royal Valley team on the road. And then, well, tomorrow you're right back at it. You guys will be hosting Holton. But getting to this game that you guys are going to be playing tonight, this is against the Royal Valley team that has now lost 6 games in a row. They've been having kind of a tough time getting things going offensively. How important is it to establish your dominance early in this game and be able to keep that throughout the entire full 32 minutes?
Well, we don't want any lag, you know, coming into the game, starting off. You know, it seems like once we, you know, come out on defense and kind of play our man-to-man full-court defense, that gets us going on offense. So basically defense translate the offense for us. So, like the last game, I mean, we was only up 10-7 the first quarter. They was playing real well. So we got to keep that from happening in this game. And then playing all those games in a row last week, and then getting games canceled, you know, it's kind of throwing us off. But as long as we stay focused and play some good defense, I think we should be okay.
And, Coach, as you enter a stretch here with 3 games in your next 4 days, what are your expectations in these games?
Well, for me, I'm looking at our substitution, our rotation, because, you know, we do play man full court pretty much all the time, you know, until we can get up by 30 or so, then we might back up, back off. So I'm looking at playing some of the younger players. You know, I'm going to talk to them in the locker room before we go out tonight. I'm saying, hey, you guys got to be ready to play because, you know, we play in so many games. We got to get some more rest for our starters. So be ready to go in and go in, lock in, and just do the job like we do, like we go over in practice and just take care of the ball, the attack on offense. Everything should be okay so you guys, you know, playing more time. So that's what I'm looking at is getting some more players to play to kind of get some of our players to rest during the spring game span again.
Absolutely. Should be a fun week for you guys. A lot of basketball coming up here in these next few days. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for what you do for Kansas Lords, and God bless.
That was Riverside Girls head basketball coach Craig Burns here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by M. Conn of Wathena and Euler Law Office.